Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 17 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and I ask myself still, what do I know? I know that I've been changed. I know that God is working in me, and I know that I feel that I am growing closer. I know that I was down in the basement the other day looking through the Christmas decorations, and I opened the tub that has the Christmas tree ornaments, and I found this note dated 12/31/2023, and it says, "Thank you, dear God, for a beautiful year of family and joy. Baby Carol has moved down and our family moved closer together. We pray for a healthy 2024 and we remember that you are with us. Such a fun Christmas with everyone. We had a party at Da Vinci's, then we went to David and Kelsey's, and then we had Christmas Eve at Carol's. We love you and we praise you. Indeed, Barb Graham and family." I saw the note and it had a big impact on me. I read it. And I remember thinking, wow, it says, we pray for a healthy 2024, but then it said, and we remember that you are with us. When we go through struggles, whether they be with our health, they be with our people, they be with our finances, they whatever they are that we have a struggle with or a battle, the second part of that sentence is everything. And we remember you are with us. So to be thankful now at the end of 2024 is because in this situation, we know we're not alone. I don't think ever once have I felt that God has abandoned us. God has blessed us with so many miracles. God has blessed us with people that He has sent the prayer warriors into the battle. God has opened our eyes. God is faithful. We are not alone. I have never felt a calling to this degree to share the strength and the mercy and the power of our Lord with others so that you can each see in your struggle the blessings that God is sending to you. God is faithful, and so are we. That in this time where it's tough, real tough, Josie is going through a great deal. But God has not left us alone. And so every night, she is still doing her thankful fours. 17 and a half weeks later, every single day, she shares with us, she shares with Murphy, what she is thankful for that day. And if you see her, you see the light and the strength of God. You see a peace that doesn't come from this world. That doesn't mean it's not tough. And there isn't times where she is just feeling overwhelmed. It just means she's not alone in that feeling, that God is right down there with her. In the depths, in the deep, with her. And that is what I want you to know right now. That's what I saw when I saw that letter that said, "Thank you, dear God, for a beautiful year of family and joy. And baby Carol has moved down and our family has moved closer together. Amen. We pray for a healthy 2024 and we remember you are with us. We remember the fun Christmas with everyone, the party at Da Vinci's, and going to David and Kelsey's, Christmas Eve at Carol's. And we remember that we love you and we praise you. And nothing has stopped that. Nothing has stopped God's love. If anything, we have seen it even more. Completely. Because our eyes, the cloak that was over our eyes has fallen away. For me, I can tell you, I can see. And God has done that. God has blessed us with miracles, and I will not ever ask for more without acknowledging and being thankful for all of the answered prayers and all of the gifts that He has given us. And if I want to say about the closeness, our family is moving closer to God as well. And I'm thankful. And I promise, God willing, to write another note at the end of this year. And what will it say? What will your note to God say? I was at the doctor recently, stacking all my appointments together. And I was talking to a doctor and I was telling them of what was going on. But I followed that up with praising God for all that I had been given and talking about how I was sharing that with others. Now, when I read the notes on my chart, the note they wrote, the follow-up note, it didn't mention my faith. It didn't mention, it said I was doing a daily vlog, a video blog. It left out the most important part. But in my heart, I know that I testified. I know that my note I wrote here and the note that I wrote to the doctor, what I said, and how the note would have been written if they had wrote down what I said, was a love letter to God. And so I think the doctor may see things and write it medically. But what's your God folder? What's the one that when the doctor walks in and opens it up and looks and tells you things, what is the folder that God has when He opens it up? Is it one that He sees of love and faithfulness and devotion? I pray for each of us this day, and I will share with you scriptures, as I always do, because to me, there's power. There's power in the Word. There's power in the blood. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And that's Psalm 46:1. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Philippians 4:4-5. And as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. Romans 5:11, and I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's pray for a moment today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your presence in our life when we ask. In times of trouble, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You're our peace. And it shows. And we pray that it shows to others as well. And we are thankful, Lord, We're thankful for your Son. We're thankful for your indescribable gift of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.